Bring yourself fully into your physical body. Feel your seat in the chair and your feet on the floor. If you're lying, feel the back of your head, your shoulders, your hips, your heels. And from these points of contact, send your awareness down into the earth. Send roots down from these places, down through the rich topsoil, down through the subsoil, down through the rock layers, down through the magma layers of molten rock, and down into the white, hot, molten metal at the heart of the earth. Have a sense of your heart connecting to the heart of the earth. And then, on the next in-breath, also send a connection up to the heights of the sky, to the heart-mind of the universe, so that the three hearts are connected. The heart of the earth, through your heart, to the heart-mind of the universe, and the heart-mind of the universe, through your heart, to the heart of the earth. So that you're connected and held between these two, held in balance, between the solid physicality of the earth and the energy that is the heart-mind of the universe. And then bring your awareness to the edge place where the physicality of yourself meets the rest of the all that is. Feel the boundary where your skin meets the air and the air meets your skin. Feel the uncovered parts, your face, your arms, your hands, perhaps your legs and your feet. Feel the temperature difference where they meet the rest of reality. This is not the energetic boundary of yourself. It's not even the sense boundary of yourself. You can see beyond, you can hear beyond, you can smell and taste and feel the movements of other things beyond the boundary of your skin. But this is, nonetheless, an edge place where you and the rest of reality meet. And the equinox is all about edge places, about boundaries, about balancing. At this moment, when night and day are even, when summer meets winter, when light meets dark, when all that grows begins to reduce, this is a point where we can explore our own sense of balance, our own understanding of where we stand in that balance between the heart-mind of the universe and the heart of the earth, between physicality and the energy of being. So I invite you now really to feel that place of balance between the heart of the earth and the heart-mind of the universe, however you perceive it, and particularly to feel yourself balanced between these two, or if it works better for you, perhaps held in tension between these two. And in the understanding of that, bring your attention to your own heart space. If it helps, bring the fingers of one hand or the heel of one hand onto your breastbone over your heart to really bring your focus into your heart space. Have a sense of your heart, not just as a living, beating, blood-pumping organ, not even just as a place of knowing and wisdom that is bigger and greater and more complex than your brain. Have a sense of it as the balance place between the earth and the heights of the sky, between the physicality of being, which is of necessity bounded by time, and the all that is, which is of necessity, timeless, outside of time, untouched by the mortality that time implies. How does it feel to be balanced between these two? And how does your heart feel in this moment? If you bring your attention here, what's the physicality of the feeling? What is your sense of the flow of emotion through your heart? What is your sense of the energetic flow through your heart? And if I asked you to kindle a sense of joyful curiosity or of gratitude or of deep, profound compassion for self and other, which of these would be the easiest for you? Pick one. Joyful curiosity is a sense of awe and wonder. That wow, wicked sense that the world is full of magic and we are magic within it. Gratitude is that heart-exploding sense that it is such a privilege to be alive at this time, in this place, being who we are, in the fullness of all that we can be and that only we can be. And compassion is the absolute heart strength, heart clear, heart open, heart full sense that we can bestow loving kindness on all parts of ourselves and all that lives in the complex web of life. Every node of consciousness can spark with the grand compassion that we can send out into the web. Which of these appeals to you in this moment when we stand in balance between the light and the dark, the physicality and the all that is, the summer and the winter, the day and the night? Breathe into your heart space. If it helps, envision a flower planted, a seed growing, or the ember of a fire, and every breath brings the flower into greater being, or raises the fire, kindles it to full light. Breathe into the feeling, to the wonder of the joyful curiosity, or the heart-exploding sense of gratitude for the privilege of being here, or the absolute loving kindness of grand compassion, of fierce compassion, sent out into the web of life. In the next few minutes, breathe in to one of these and let it occupy the whole of your heart space. And then, as your heart space is full of joyful curiosity or gratitude or compassion, bring in one of the other two and begin to weave it around and through the first. If I live in awe and wonder, I am absolutely grateful that this is the case. If I live in heart-exploding gratitude for being alive in this time and this place, then I can find compassion, fierce, wild compassion, to send down every filament of the web of life that connects with me, such that it spans everything that lives across the whole of the globe and beyond. And if I live in that absolute fierce and wild compassion, then my goodness, I can feel the awe and the wonder and the joyful curiosity in every moment of being that says, wow, what it is to be alive. Look at this that I experience now. I wonder what comes next. So take one of the other two and weave it with your first feeling. Let them entwine, let them saturate each other. Let them become part of a living whole that fills and strengthens your heart. And then find the third strand. If you have been alive, imbued, filled with joyful curiosity and with gratitude, then it should be very straightforward to bring in fierce and wild compassion for every part of the web of life. Send all three woven together, meshed together, saturated each in the other, out along the web. So many, many points cross over the node that is you, connect to the node that is you. And as you stand in balance at this point where the tilt of the earth is turning, you can send these things absolutely freely out along the web. And then, with your heart space full of joyful curiosity, of gratitude for the life that we live in the moment, of fierce and wild compassion for all parts of yourself and every other span of consciousness, not just around the earth, but in the whole of reality. Take your hand away from your heart space and let yourself sit such that the sense that has filled the whole of your heart space can expand all the way through your body, down into your torso, your pelvis, down into your legs, to your feet, out along your clavicles, to your shoulders, and down your arms, to your wrists and your hands. And very gently, very smoothly, very softly, up through your neck and into your head. Let every cell of your body, of your being, be imbued with the threefold pillars of your heart-mind, with joyful curiosity and gratitude and compassion for all parts of yourself and for all parts of the web of life. And reconnect your roots down into the heart of the earth and up from the crown of your head to the heart-mind of the universe. Have a sense again of yourself standing in balance between these two, in dynamic tension between the physicality of the earth and the constant, ceaseless energy of the all that is. And feel again that edge place where your skin meets the air and the air meets your skin, where the physicality of all you are meets with the rest of the all that is. What is bounded within your skin? Can you sit balanced on the knife edge of the moment, completely aware of all that you are and all that connects to you and from you and through you? Can you keep alive your sense of connectedness to the web of life? And can you keep that sense of awe and wonder at the magic of life, your absolute gratitude to the all that is, for the privilege of being alive in this moment, and your fierce, wild compassion for everything else in the web of life, including all parts of yourself? Let those be what they are, and bring your attention back to the physicality of your connection with the earth, to your seat on the chair and your feet on the floor, or if you're lying down, to the back of your head and your shoulders, your hips and your heels. Thank the earth for holding you. Thank the air for being at your edge. And thank the heart mind of the universe, however you perceive it to be, for the eternal nature of its being. And with all of that, bring your sense of self back into the physicality of yourself. Roll your shoulders, move your fingers, move your toes. And very slowly, with a very soft gaze, open your eyes and look around the room and anchor yourself back in this time and this place and step out into the world alive, full of joyful curiosity and gratitude and compassion as you go about the rest of the journey of your day and of your night.